Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the last Friday of July, the 29th of July, 7:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And the national day today?
National Talk in an Elevator Day.
Well, considering that...
Talk in an elevator... You know, who comes up with these?
I don't know. Elevators, in my experience, are some of the most awkward moments in my life. Like, good Lord, I hate elevators with other people.
You know, you're trapped in there.
Yeah.
And you got to look. Can you imagine if an elevator stops between floors? Now you're in there with somebody, and the only thought you have in your head is, should go to the bathroom before I go on the
No, elevator. Exactly. The thing is that if you decide that you've had, you know, this is a boy thing, I think, more than a girl thing, because girls would wait. But boys... I'm sorry if you want to call me sexist or whatever you want to call me. Well, definitely if they will pass gas wherever they are. And they will go in, yeah, and then they'll look at you. So you, then they leave, and then you're in this elevator, and the next person gets in and goes, oh, my God. And you're sitting there going, I guess you just should say if it was a woman. It's not me. That wasn't me. That was the person before me. Or like in a store.
And if it's a guy, you come in.
And coming down the aisle.
Whoa, hun,
that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Oh, if the guy walks in the elevator, he goes, whoa, hun, good rip.
Oh, well.
Anyway, national talk to the people.
No,
you brought it
don't
up.
Don't talk in the elevator
you
day.
You brought up.
Don't do many things on the elevator day. Okay, currently
true.
74 degrees on this Friday
what
morning.
What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. Except
or
for
in
the fact
in
it's,
any,
it's on camera.
Any elevator, yeah.
Right.
Hot today with 115. Yes, we do have an excessive.
Wait. Nope. How hot is it?
It's supposed to be 115 today.
Hang on.
What I got there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. A little crotch pot cooking.
That's it. Crotch pot cooking hot.
We don't even want to talk about, oh, God, my mind just, I am such a visual, forget it. I can't even, I've got to just take a breath
now. It's
going to
be damn hot.
I'm going to have to.
How long is this going to last?
I'm going to have to look at the ocean right now. Okay. Excessive heat warning today with 115. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 79. Saturday calls for 108. Saturday night partly cloudy with 76. Sunday calls for a hot day once again, 99. And partly cloudy on Sunday night, 73, Monday, 99, and Tuesday, 98. So we're under those triple-digit degrees. Let's see, Thursday will be 97, Wednesday, 96. So we're under triple digits for the week, but today is one of those days that, you know, you don't want to be indoors. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, we better go quick to Haven Humane.
We have baby girl.
We got a jumper
today,
on our hands here.
And this is the cutest dog. It's
baby girl.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about baby girl.
Yeah, so baby girl is made out of springs. She can jump so high. She was just trying to jump up on the table in here.
No, she didn't try.
No, she succeeded the first time.
It was a surprise. She just jumped up on the table with us. And I've never seen an animal in 12 and a half years do that. Not even a little goat.
Might be really good on what do they call those? Courses they do where they have to jump through and over.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm there's a name for them, and I can't remember. Obstacle courses they do with
agility
with their pets.
Anyway,
this one is made for that.
She's a love.
She really is. She's so sweet. She's 5 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't act like it. And she is really sweet. She was surrendered to us by someone who could no longer take care of her, so we had her for a couple of months. And she loves people. She is so excited to meet everyone. And she really just wants to like get out and do stuff with you. She wants to play and she wants to run. We've also found that she's a water dog because she loves playing in the kiddie pools that we have in our play yards. She just wants to have a good time.
How is she? How is she leash-wise?
Leash-wise, she's pretty good. When she is really excited, she does pull a bit. Yeah. But otherwise, she's pretty easy on the leash.
She comes up to you, and she looks at you, and you can pet her, and then she'll lick your hands. And so, I mean, she's a friendly dog. And she, like I said, she jumped up on our table today. I wish we had a photo, but you pulled her off too soon. She could have had her own show.
Right, that's what she's aiming for, I think.
So tell us, now, you can adopt her for free today.
Yes, you can. We're still doing our Bissell Empty the Shelter promotion until the very end of this week. So we have one more day of that going on. We are still doing it technically on Sunday. So when we go to PetSmart on Sunday, those animals will still be a part of the Bissell promotion as well. But, of course, our shelter isn't open. And, yeah, if you were interested in baby girl, you know, five-year-old pit mix, super sweet, super loving.
Black with white chest, white paws, little white paws, and, I mean, just cutie. She's a cutie.
She is. She's adorable. But, yeah, she definitely falls under the Bissell promotion, so her adoption fee is completely free, aside from a licensing fee.
What's happening at the shelter as far as fullness?
Still very full. Bissell has been very successful. We have been having a lot of adoptions, which is awesome. But we definitely do still have a lot of animals, dogs and cats. So if you're interested, always make sure you give us a call at 530-241-1653.
And if you're having problems feeding your pets, and that, you know, with inflation and everything going on, Haven Humane can help you at least temporarily to maybe bridge that. So.
Yeah, that's right. We do have a little food bank. So definitely give us a call, same number, if you are in need of some assistance.
Also, it's 115 today, my friends. Mm. Yesterday, we were told that the temperature on the sidewalks goes up to like 150. So if you're walking your dog out there, put your hand on the concrete first, and when if it's too hot for your hand, it's too hot for them. So think of walking them on the grass or dirt, anything but the concrete, or going out early in the morning, or maybe later in the evening, but that concrete retains heat. So, and if you keep your dog outside, make sure it's got shade, make sure it's got lots of water.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Katrina. Have a wonderful and safe weekend.
Good luck, baby girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you've got a truck, this dog would have no problem jumping into the front seat with you.
Or being in the water. Like, if you love to go paddle boarding, I bet you she would be a wonderful companion.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I saw this video yesterday, and it was a guy talking. He had his phone camera pointing at him. He was inside his car behind the driver's, you know, at the driver's seat. And he's talking, and this pity jumps in through the window past him, jumps into the back seat and lays down. And this guy goes, he's looking, and he looks back because he doesn't know who the dog is.
Oh,
and he looks back, and he's like, I mean, the look on his face was so cool. I mean, he didn't yell, he didn't scream, he just kind of had this, what just happened?
Yeah.
He turned off his phone. Yeah, the dog came in, jumped in the back seat, and laid down.
That's one way to adopt.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going home with you.
I can't do this anymore, please.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. And a Sleep Number is, you know, always has good deals going. But, you know, why should you even think about Sleep Number? Because, you know, they do cost some money, not any more than really good mattresses. But why do you like your Sleep Number, Linda?
Well, I believe because I like change, and I think that through the year your body changes in the weather, the seasons, as well as, you know, if you're exercising or if you're walking or if you've had, let's say you've gone out to dinner with friends and you have a heavy meal and whatever, I like that I can control my Sleep Number setting. That's a big deal for me. And, you know, I've been staying with a number, which is 35, but I'm going to change around because I've been active in a different way using different muscle groups, and I'm going to have to change that up. And that's a beautiful thing about it. And I can go firmer, I can go harder, and I can go we have the split top, so I can and I think I'm going to do that too. I'm going to do a little bit where the feet are elevated a little bit at night.
Okay. Well, and those are great reasons. And that's the big thing, is that you can sleep your way. And it's comfortable. And one of my favorite things to do is, because we do have the ability to elevate your head, you know, at night, if you're reading or something like this, is I think, some night when you're sleeping and I'm not, I'm thinking about just elevating your side of the bed until you wake up. And then put it down real fast.
Well, on these very hot days, you know that I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So.
No, I'm getting up also.
Well, that's not my
because
fault.
Because if Linda gets up, I get up. Okay? We all know about that. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special with their lowest price ever. Save $500 on a Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed. Queen only. Queen now only $1,299 plus free home delivery when you add a base. Now that ends Monday, and it's at our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Going over, lay on the beds, you're going to be happy, and you'll find one that you just love.
Excellent customer service.
For more information, check out sleepnumber.com. We'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Fall in love with your vehicle again with a new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call Mako for a free estimate. They also offer touch-ups, collision repair for damage, dings, and dents, all at a great price. One-third less than the national average. Fall in love again with your vehicle. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steaks tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
And happy Lottery Friday.
We don't usually say that.
Nope, we certainly don't. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. Also streaming live on KCNR1460.com. I was listening to...
This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. Also is one of the highest rated hospitals in the United States by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So many reasons to go to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
And I wanted to say that I was listening to your Man Up show last night while I was walking, while I was doing things around the house.
We had a good time
last night. I had my cell phone. And I went from the kitchen. I was doing laundry and watering plants and trying to stay cool. But it was really fun. It was great stuff. Okay, so when we were talking about Happy Lottery Day, the jackpot Mega Millions lottery drawing, making it the second largest prize in the 20-year history of the game. Now, I don't know if you guys just go to the store and you go, give me a lottery ticket. I mean, we don't buy lottery tickets all the time, but when it's like this, we definitely go out and I do a quick pick, like two quick picks. I don't have special numbers. Some people have special numbers, but we do. I do the quick picks. But I go select where I get it because if I was the lucky winner, I would want that store owner to take a percentage because they
do get a percentage.
They get a percentage,
I mean,
of your
something
win.
Something big, a few million.
So I don't just willy nilly. I think we go to Tobacco and Brew, and which is where we're going to go today after the show and go pick up, because I have a doctor's appointment at Shasta Regional after that.
I sold your car, so we can get like $60,000 worth of tickets.
Oh, I don't have a $60,000 car. Are you kidding? Okay, five things you need to know today. I know you've got a list, but do you want to go through that?
You do if you count the counterband in the back seat.
The contraband?
Yes.
You said counterband.
I know I said that. Thanks for pointing it out.
I don't know what the counterband.
It's contraband. Okay, contraband.
Is contraband like a certain kind of thing?
No, okay.
It's a knockoff?
No. Hit me in the face with it several times.
It sounds
times.
Like a food or something.
No, a counterband is like
I'm going to counterband you.
Okay, January 6th. Are we getting tired of hearing about this? But this is when I asked for the five things you need to know. I went to Reuters, and Reuters took me to CNN. So we're just going to go up their top five. The Justice Department's criminal investigation. January 6th Capitol riot is heating up. According to sources familiar with the matter, prosecutors are preparing for a court battle to force former White House officials to testify about former President Donald Trump's conversations and actions around the insurrection.
And you know what? It's not. See, they're right there. They say the insurrection. The FBI said it was not an insurrection. It didn't meet any of the requirements for an insurrection. And this is where CNN is coming from. This is why their ratings have tanked. This is why the American people hold the media at the lowest possible approval ratings in history. Because they lie.
He was not ultimately charged.
Okay, enough of January.
Okay.
You know what? That is just a waste of time. It
all
is
right.
A nothing burger.
I'm just telling you what.
According to CNN, who, again, has the lowest ratings in television history, they're firing their people.
Number two, Kentucky. At least 8 people are dead and hundreds of homes have been damaged following catastrophic flooding in eastern Kentucky on Thursday. Rescuers are working around the clock to reach difficult-to-access areas. Continuing storms, floodwaters have washed out bridges, wiped out power lines, and sent some residents scrambling to the rooftops as water gushed into their homes.
Las Vegas, under the same thing, Las Vegas has been flooded. The river is, it's flooded overnight by a monsoon storm. It's Las Vegas Strip casinos.
Really?
Yeah, you ought to see
the
photos.
I've been through flash floods.
Inside the casinos, they've got water rolling through, like 4 feet of water.
I have been, I wonder where those casinos are. They are on the Strip?
It says Las Vegas Strip and multiple casinos flooded overnight by monsoon storm.
Wow.
And a wind gust of 59 miles an hour. Let me see. It says they had not that much rain, but a couple of pockets of Las Vegas received more than an inch of rainfall.
Well, I've been through where you have like a black cloud driving along.
Circa Resort and Casino and Reno and water coming through the ceiling at Caesar's Palace.
Okay. Well, that's what's happening in Kentucky where they have like collapsed buildings and schools and stuff, and it's really catastrophic. Number three, Uvalde.
Wait a minute. What did you say? Catastrophic?
Catastrophic.
There you
okay.
go. I'm just,
the principal
I'm just
of Robb checking. Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas has been allowed to return to work after a brief suspension, according to her attorney, Mandy Gutierrez, has faced criticism about her handling of school security before the mass shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead. She was placed on administration leave Monday during a school board meeting. Gutierrez's reinstatement comes after an exclusive interview with CNN this week in which she defended her actions during the May 24th shooting. That is a headline. She said, I will be second-guessing myself for the rest of my life. You would be, too. I mean, what I'm sure it would be, what could I have done? Where did this, you know, it's under your command. Kind of ish.
About what?
The Uvalde?
Well, you know what? She is the principal. And to try and hold her responsible for the security of the school, you probably could in a way. However, they have people there. You know, that's their job is to provide security. The whole thing was handled so poorly by the police and law enforcement. To blame the principal on this, you know, when she, you know, she says this has to be done, and she trusts the law enforcement. She's not a law enforcement officer. So could she have done more? Maybe. Maybe they could have been a lot more stricter on having those doors shut or, you know, making sure that, you know, once the doors shut into a classroom. But was that already in place? You know, we take it back to the original thing. The guy that did it was, you know, it goes back to him. And then it goes back to the lack of response by the police. So
number four, monkeypox. San Francisco and New York are sounding the alarm on monkeypox as federal officials weigh whether to declare the outbreak a nation public health emergency. San Francisco became the first major U.S. city to declare a local health emergency on monkeypox in an effort to strengthen the city's preparedness and response. This declaration goes into effect on Monday in New York. A state health commissioner declared an imminent threat to public health, citing the virus's rapid spread. Due to the high demand of the whatever it is, Jynneos monkeypox vaccine, the FDA has authorized 786,000 additional doses. About 338,000 doses have already been delivered across the country.
Well, I would stay at a certain places if you want to avoid monkeypox.
Well, and it's...
You know, bathhouses.
Well, it's also, what if, okay, you're in a hotel. I'm sorry. They talk about that it's spread through touch, sheets, surface.
Well, I wouldn't be sleeping...
You don't know what's going to happen when you go to a hotel.
I would hope that they've at least changed the sheets.
Well, you know what they used to say in Vegas. Don't sit on the bedspreads.
Okay.
Pull the bedspreads off immediately.
Well, and you still do.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
okay,
you know,
here's
because,
the thing about,
I'm sorry.
Here's the thing about monkeypox.
Some people do the nasty. Number five, economy. The U.S. economy shrank again in the second quarter. The Bureau, this is not funny. The U.S. economy shrank again in the second quarter, the Bureau of Economic Analysis said Thursday, fueling some recession fears. Gross domestic product, or GDP, fell by 0.9% on an annualized basis from April through June. The decline marks a key symbolic threshold for the most commonly used through an unofficial definition of a recession.
And we've always used it before, but not now, because... Joe Biden in the White House said, well, it's not truly, this isn't a recession. Oh, yeah, okay, that's what it used to be. But it's not now. Oh, look at our unemployment figures. Well, let's look at the unemployment figures. So many people are out of the job market because of COVID, early retirements. And, you know, I mean, just, they're, you know, Ted Leidy said it last night. People, use logical reasoning here. When something happens and then they try to tell you, if the sun comes up in a blue sky and they tell you, no, it's a green sky because of statistics that they can trot out that mean nothing because the sky is still blue. You have to use some critical thinking here.
And finally, and two.
The Biden administration is tanking on the economy.
And finally, the two meteor showers will be lighting up the night sky this weekend. Night watchers, you have a chance to catch a beautiful sight this weekend, and I'm going to tell you after the break how to watch.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that's going to have a huge impact on our community. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite, Mike Huber, a veteran-owned business, and he is truly an expert when it comes to customizing your home, whether it's the kitchen, bathroom, or other rooms. Give Mike a call. He works by appointments only, so give him a call at 241-STONE for a free consultation. He'll sit down with you, take a look at what you want to do, and let you know that how beautiful this is going to be when he finishes. That's Estate Granite, a veteran-owned business, and he's one of the good guys. 7:30 and about 78 degrees already here, going up to 115 today.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beat, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Friday, the 29th of July, 7:35 in the morning, 78 degrees out there, going up to 115 degrees today. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. Did you know you can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines and one-stop get anywhere in the world? Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise, which, by the way, is not a bad idea right now. Book now at alaskaairlines.com/Redding. All right, news came out yesterday. Kind of talked about it last night for a little bit. We're shutting down a floor of the Shasta County Jail. Yep. As you know, Sheriff Johnson has been coming on the show for a couple months talking about it's really hard to get correctional officers. They either retire, you know, and they've got enough time, but just getting people to come on. So, critically short staffing levels have led to the closing of one floor of the Shasta County Jail. The closure of the first of 120 inmate beds began yesterday. That will make it 80 fewer inmates in there, which also means 80 fewer spots they can put bad guys into. Which means then if you look at the corresponding rank of bad guys, that they may have to turn loose a bad guy who's not as bad as the new bad guy, which will make the evenings here in Shasta County much more interesting here. Lassen County, the reason this is coming is because Lassen County had canceled its contract with Shasta County to take our prisoners because they didn't have enough staff to handle the extra prisoners. We outsourced 20 to 22 beds to the Lassen County Jail. So they're going to get those back, have to shut down the other one. Finding alternative placements will also cost the county more than it's now paying annually to other facilities. Well, yeah, but that's going to happen. Like down in Alameda, they have a huge jail there. And we've talked about it before several years ago about housing people there. Now, you run into this, though. They will not take your bad guys. This has got to be kind of like your good guys, if that makes sense. You know, if you have guys that aren't a problem in jail, they're kind of your trustees. Those are the ones they want. They don't want people that are a problem. The other thing is you're on the hook for any injuries that this prisoner caused, you know, either to himself or to jail staff. It's not like they covered that expense. So that's one of the things. But it seems like since we have a lot of money here in the county, that we might want to see how many people we can ship to Alameda, at least for a few months, to give us some breathing room to get us some more correctional officers. Correctional officers are working, some of them are working 7 days a week. Canceling vacations, and there's a total of 75 positions in the jail, including 55 correctional deputies. There are about 25 openings on the jail's correctional staff, including both unfilled positions and people out on leave. So, you got 25 out of the 75. So, and other people, like I said, are working 6-7 days a week, canceling vacations. This just isn't, it's not feasible for us to continue on. In 2009, if you remember, they closed half of a jail floor, and when, you know, finances, because of financial reasons, for 3 years. So,
it's not good.
Well, I think that, and I'm sure many people that are listening now are feeling like, okay, we are seeing Reading growing and money being allocated for parks and recreation. However, I think the most important thing is that we all are feeling safe, and we know what's happening down with people that are sometimes often let out of jail. I mean, we all want to see somebody try to improve their life. But in many cases, they'll go down and they'll join the encampments. And then we have, if you've driven across Cypress Bridge.
Yeah. Yes, I have. And when we went through there.
Have you seen?
Yeah, it's a little camp down there, right on the river.
Across, all the way down the water. I mean, it used to be just a few months ago. Maybe 6 months ago, there were one or two. Now it's like the entire line of the river is loitered with encampments. And I'm like, how can that happen? What? How? I just don't understand. So this is my problem with the jail that goes into this, that goes into, you know, out of 10, what, two maybe rehabilitate? I'm not really sure statistically what the numbers are, but I know people are starting to look around and feel not safe.
Well, the same things are happening in other cities are happening here, but as we talked about the other day in the Reading Chamber of Commerce came in, Jake Mangus, when a fellow that comes up here all the time to fish felt strong enough to write a letter saying, I can't believe that what I'm seeing on your beautiful river here. And it's being, the river's being used as a sewer, a bathroom, a shower facility. I mean, it's
there. Do you see that on the Rogue when we go into Grants Pass? Do you see anything like that going up and down when we took that hover, really wonderful? Did you see any encampments on that Rogue River?
No, but that's, it was away from the town. And you're not going to see it because, you know, they don't have the ability then to go down and get free money and free food and all that kind of stuff. No, when you get away from towns, you're not going to see it. And if you do, it's really rare because there's no services there for it. But as long as you have services of the magnitude that we that we managed to give out, then you're going to have that problem. Now I imagine the river's going to be even more people on it with the heat that's going on, and you know, frankly, it's 115 degrees, and you don't have a place to go into. Maybe you know where you go into is you lay in the river for 4 hours. So, okay, I know it's hard to believe, but Mr. Biden, President Biden, is completing 4 sections of the border wall. Yes, after spending billions to fight putting up the barrier, it looks like they're going to close 4 wide gaps on the U.S.-Mexico border in southern Arizona near Yuma to address operational impacts and immediate life and safety risk. Mainly it's because coming through those spots leads them to the river there, and it's they're afraid that people are going to drown going across the Colorado River right in that area. So they're going to complete those 4 places. Now, as you know, President Biden sent back $2.2 billion in border wall funds to the Department of Defense, and he's been fighting it, building it, which has cost millions of dollars, plus getting rid of material that's already been paid for. And with the border being so open and literally hundreds of thousands of people coming across without being stopped or being stopped and then being shipped to other places, you know, deeper in the United States, at least these 4 spots will have the wall.
Yes, I just read in one of the headlines there were 400 came over together as a group.
Illegals.
Yeah, came through.
As
400.
A group.
400.
As in a group.
In a group.
Right. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located on Larkspur, right here in Reading, 2539 Larkspur. It is a superb gun store. It has everything that you could possibly want. This is where we buy our guns. And whether they're pistols or long guns or shotguns, the customer service there is outstanding. John Bastiani is probably one of the finest gunsmiths you're ever going to find. If you need some work done on your guns, they offer CCW, hunter safety. They've got it all there. And veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov, or go to my Facebook under Rep. LaMalfa for the latest updates, where you can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lundebot. Good morning. Friday, the 29th of July. 7:49 in the morning, 80 degrees out there, going up to 115 degrees today.
Mm-hmm.
This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV, and he's been doing it for over 30 years. Doug Tooley, it's a veteran-owned business. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug at 530-241-3474. Okay. It's Friday.
Well, I said earlier that I was going to talk about the meteor showers.
Okay.
And, you know, there's so many scientific terms. I had gone on, five things that you need to know today. And of course, then it flashed onto CNN. So I would just say, if you want to go look it up, because there are a gazillion different scientific terms that I probably would slaughter. So I'm not even going to go there, but on CNN, you'll type in the two meteor showers that are happening this weekend, and you'll find your information. Excuse me.
Okay.
A lot of it said, excuse me, a lot of it said, will you handle this?
I will. Okay, now, not about meteor showers, but I will talk about the congressional baseball game. You know, they have a baseball game every year between the Republicans and the Democrats, and it's a fundraiser. And it's usually a good time out there, and everybody, you know, is laughing and poking fun at each other, and it's all for charity. But one of our representatives from California, Linda Sanchez, and I kind of understand it in a way, after she was walked, she was pulled for a pinch runner because Representative Sanchez does not look like she is a speed demon on the pass. Okay, just take it from there. And so as she's walking back past the Republican dugout, she turns, or she doesn't even turn, as she's walking by the dugout. Now, you don't know what's being said from the dugout. Who knows? But she flips them off.
Oh, well.
And everybody gets it. Everybody, now, it's, oh, Linda the T doesn't stand for T-ball.
She's...
gives the Republican bench the finger as she goes by. Oh, a true role model and inspiration to children everywhere. Flipping off Republicans in a charity game to support the Boys and Girls Club of D.C.
Oh, boy.
Now, here's the thing. You can't do anything. You don't know what was said. You know, who knows what was said in there. But it was something that she shouldn't have done. But, you know, to make it too big of a thing of this. Anyway, here's the important part. The Republicans won the game 10-0, which kind of means, which kind of is like the lead-in to the November election.
Rub.
To the midterms, where what if they go 10-0 in the midterms also? I thought that was kind of...
Well, according to a couple websites that I've looked up, you know, Biden rages Americans complaining about inflation, forgot we sent them a check for $8,000.
Where was that?
That's a headline. Only 24% of Biden 2020 voters want him to run again.
Yeah, that's true. He's got the worst record. I mean, the worst poll numbers. And what makes it worse is who do you want to see run for president in New Hampshire? And he didn't finish first. In fact, Pete Buttigieg, his transportation secretary, who thinks we all should be buying electric vehicles because we can't afford gas, finished first. And Kamala Harris, the vice president, finished sixth in the polling. Sixth in the polling. But you got to remember, she never did well when they were running for president when she left early, and you know, never made it in the top 10 or 5 or 6, whatever it is. And that's who we have running the country now. So, you know, they just passed, or they're getting ready to pass this. You remember it was Build Back Better, and it was going to cost $3 trillion. And a guy by the name of Manchin, Senator Manchin, Joe Manchin out of West Virginia, killed it. It wasn't just him. There was another senator there, too, that was saying, I'm not going for that. Anyway, they put together something, and it's not, it's no longer called Build Back Better. It's called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. And what this is, it's $433 billion, which is nothing to sneeze at. However, when you compare, it's like one-sixth of the bill that Biden wanted to pass. So, and what's it mean here is they want to start going after the deficit, invest in domestic energy production and manufacturing, and reduce carbon emissions. Now, how are they going to do that? Oh, here's the big thing. The bill will finally allow Medicare to negotiate for prescription drugs, which means that's going to lower health costs. Because right now they can't negotiate, which is what Canada does, and you get the lowest prices. So that could save, so that could save Medicare recipients a lot of money. Now, the other parts to it, though, it would extend parts of the Affordable Care Act and aim to lower prices of prescription drugs. Prescription drug reform could save the government $288 billion. Yeah, you know, it could. And recession isn't two quarters in a row when the GDP goes downward instead of upward. Let me see. Tax, energy, and climate provisions. Manchin was standing up against that, saying, look, I come from an energy-producing state, and you're going to put everybody out of business. But, you know, there's $1.9 billion in there for neighborhood access and equity grant program, which means they're going to plant trees in low-income areas.
So,
Now here's the other thing. If you're going to, it will provide $7,500 tax credit to families making up to $300,000 per year for electric vehicles assembled without critical materials from hostile countries and not assembled in hostile countries. The tax credit applies for new vans, SUVs, and pickups up to $80,000. For other cars, the limit is $55,000. Families making up to $150,000 can also get a $4,000 tax credit for used electric cars. So why would you want to buy a used electric car?
I don't know, I want to say that I went on and I was, what's happening with Reading News?
Yeah.
And the first thing that popped up was out of The Guardian. It says in headlines, inside the remote California county where the far right took over, civility went out the window.
Yeah, I read that. It's garbage.
6 days ago.
Yeah, save your time. Save the time it would take even to look it up. It's garbage.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's garbage. You know, what they do is...
But it was written and it was reported. A huge article.
Yeah.
The same.
But if you read it, you'll see that it's garbage.
Okay.
I mean, if anything, I would hope that people in Southern California and San Francisco do read this article. Because I want them to be concerned about moving here. Because, frankly, I like Shasta County. Do we have problems? Yes. Do we have violence here like you see in the cities? No. We don't have that. We have, you know, the militia. I can't remember the last time the militia marched down the street hitting people in the head. Oh, because it never happened, right? You know, and they talk about because people express themselves because they've had enough of certain things. A vocal minority stood up and said, we've had it. Well, what did that result in? It resulted in a recall election. And the person was recalled that they were going for. We just had a free and open election, and we have a runoff now between two districts. We had the incumbents. In the other cases, were all reelected. So, you know, it's okay. But nobody wants violence and nobody likes, like, we have somebody come in here every morning on our chat room and put trashy things in there. So every morning, whoever gets in here first just bans him. and comes in with a different name every morning. We know who it is. I'm not going to give his name out because why give him publicity? But every morning he comes in and he puts a bunch of stuff on our chat room. So whoever comes in first bans him forever and deletes everything.
And finally, yes, you know, before we take our break for the next hour.
But he's got the right, because of freedom of speech and all this, whether you agree with him or not. And see, and these people on the left, oh, no, that's wrong. It's only what we believe in that you can talk about. Yes, you can go out and burn cities if you're in, if you disagree with what, oh, the police are horrible. They can do that. That's absolutely fine. But if you speak your mind and you're conservative, they want to ban your right to speak. And that is so wrong.
Right. I agree with that. Okay, just quickly before we take our break, the Reading Library is going to be operating an emergency cooling center in the large community room until 9 p.m. Just want to make sure, because it's 115 will be the highs today, and that will go from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and if the extreme temperatures continue, they'll be doing that. But just wanted to let you, you know, for people to know that that will be air conditioned and ready for those who need to seek shelter from the heat.
Okay, we'll be right back after the news.
Casey and Ari, Shasta, Reading.
5% of the people in this area here has lost everything. Houses, cars, animals. It's heartbreaking, it really is.
He spoke with WCHS-TV. His search efforts taking place on the ground and from the air. And President Biden has now approved a federal disaster declaration. Parts of nearby Virginia and West Virginia also slammed by severe weather. There's been flooding elsewhere around the country, too, including in parts of the Southwest, Arizona, and Nevada. It would appear that the January 6th committee hearings on Capitol Hill really haven't moved the needle at all.
A special congressional committee spent weeks holding televised hearings about the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021. But a Rasmussen report survey finds the hearings have had little effect on public opinion. The poll finds that 34% of likely U.S. voters say the House Select Committee's hearings have made them more likely to vote for Democrats in the fall's congressional midterm elections. But 30% say the hearings have made them more likely to vote for Republicans. And 32% say the hearings haven't made much difference in how they'll vote in November. Ken Lorman reporting.
A closely watched Commerce Department inflation gauge jumping 6.8% in June from a year ago, the biggest increase in four decades. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 144 points and NASDAQ ahead 162. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
China says President Xi Jinping has warned President Biden not to play with fire when it comes to Taiwan. This is House Speaker Pelosi considers a visit to the island. The two presidents held a marathon phone call yesterday.
The Chinese are usually quite strong about any sort of visit by U.S. lawmakers to Taiwan. They do see them as provocations and warn against them. But given that Nancy Pelosi is quite senior, and she's also from the same party as the president, Joe Biden, so all of these things seem to have increased the kinds of reaction and warning from the Chinese. Mr. Biden said last week that the military thought it wasn't a great idea for her to go right now, so he's come that close to basically saying that it probably isn't a good idea from his point of view, although he didn't put those words in his mouth.
The BBC's Barbara Plett Usher, the White House, says Mr. Biden emphasized the importance of peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. News and analysis at townhall.com. KCNR96.com. Debris from a massive Chinese rocket is expected to crash to Earth within days. Experts have no idea, though, where it will come down.
The 10 stories tall, 20-ton Chinese Long March 5B is currently in an uncontrolled descent towards Earth and is expected to crash land on Sunday. Makes it any better, scientists say only 4 to 9 tons of debris will actually land on Earth. U.S. Space Command says they won't know the exact spot until several hours prior to reentry. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The $280 billion CHIPS Act is on its way to President Biden's desk after winning final congressional approval in the House. The stated aim of the measure is to boost the domestic computer chip industry, providing a more level playing field in the face of fierce competition from China. Once again on Wall Street, the benchmarks are higher this hour. The S&P is up 40 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio today, the last Friday in July, the 29th. It's National Don't Talk to Anybody in Elevators Day. And 8:05 in the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're going to go to Susan right away.
All right, Susan, let's
Gotcha.
No, because we usually do the weather first. So anyway, Stifel Investment, Susan Niesman, who's first vice president of investments. What's happening on Wall Street and in the market?
Well, major averages on pace towards their best month since November 2020. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 87 points at 32,621. The S&P 500 is up 31 points at 4,104. NASDAQ Composite gaining 176 points at 12,338. Active stocks this morning, Pfizer up 66 cents, trading at $50.06. General Electric positive 71 cents at $73.85. ExxonMobil up $3.90 at $96.55 per share. For stocks of local interest, PG&E down a nickel at $10.73. AT&T up 20 cents, trading at $18.78 per share. And Verizon up 55 cents at $46.10. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.67%. And over to commodities, gold is up $7 an ounce at $1,765, silver positive 27 cents at $20.23 per ounce, and crude oil is priced at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Niesman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
Susan, we always...
I won't talk to people in elevators because I don't take elevators.
Well, we live in Reading. There's only one place that has elevators. It's the jail.
There's only three stories.
Oh, my gosh. So
have
that's
a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks,
thank
Susan.
Stay cool. Susan Niesman, that is the first vice president. She is the first vice president of, and I'm sure she doesn't mind me saying she instead of they.
Her pronouns are she and her.
Yeah, Susan Niesman. She's been with us for a long time. She is really quite the deal with Stifel Investments. All right, let's go to the weather. It's currently 78 degrees in the downtown studios. You know, we're going to talk about some cooling centers here because we are in an excessive heat warning. Sunny and hot today with a high near 115, and we all know what that means. That socks in, and it's a dangerously hot. We have partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of just 79 degrees. Saturday calls for sunny and hot with a near 108. Saturday night partly cloudy with our overnight lows of around 76. Sunday mostly sunny and hot with 99. And partly cloudy on Sunday night with 73. We're getting down to some, like, breathable weather with 72. Monday, 99. Monday night, 72. And as we progress through the week, we are under the 100-degree digits. And that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our weather is always brought by Shasta Gas Propane, where they have senior and veteran discounts. Located in Anderson, 365-3793.
And just how hot is that, Liam?
I got there. It's hot. Damn hot, real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
There you go. That's how hot it is. When you're walking around today, it's 115 degrees. Stay out of the sun. Be crotch pot cooking.
Oh. That is just, you know.
I'm sorry. If somebody sends me another one to show, you know, those snips that says how hot it is, I'll be glad to play those too. But until then, you're going to hear this.
That's our variation of Hump Day.
It was so hot. I saw a photo of a mountain lion getting ready to eat a deer and had to blow on it to cool it off.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's hot.
That's hot, Carl. Yeah. All right. So now, did everybody get that? Ha, ha, ha. Okay. No, really. You're on a roll this morning. It's so great. And we're really happy because we're going to segue into what we think is really great. On a serious note, we are here this morning with Rachel Alvey and our other good friend, Rebecca Bear, from One Safe Place. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about something that, we have, of course, we just heard that the bottom of the jail is closing. And I think that as we experienced, because we're doing this 5 days a week, and you in One Safe Place with a shelter, you see on a daily basis about what happens when people are angry and they're lashing out and things that happen from domestic and abuse and violence in the home.
That's right.
And we many times walk through life and we don't see it. It's masked beautifully in schools and in, you know, so that you have people that are trained to look for specific things, which I think is great. So let's talk a little bit about with Rachel about, she's the lead shelter advocate. Now, when you say you're a shelter advocate, can you just define for our listening audience what that means?
Yeah, so in my role, I kind of do everything in our shelter. I support our clients. I support our case management, our shelter manager, which can be anything from crisis counseling, advocating for our clients to other organizations, assisting them with any kind of paperwork, navigating through our other agencies, and just being all around support for them when they need it.
Okay. And you've been with One Safe Place for about 3.5, almost 4 years?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thank you.
And, of course, we're going to be talking about that as well as with Rebecca Bear. Now, Rebecca, your responsibility and your title, if you will, like what's your realm in what you're doing?
So my official title is Director of Empowerment. And really the role is designed to help empower the organization to serve as many people who need help in the community. Mainly on the day-to-day, that means that I'm out in the public, outside of the four walls of One Safe Place, talking with folks, trying to spread information about prevention and education with some of our partners like Shasta College and Simpson. We show up on their campuses a couple times a year to help educate students. We go and talk to various groups for prevention and education. But also my role is to raise money. We're about 60% grant funded, but we rely heavily, about 40% of our funding comes from private donors. And in order to maintain the level of service that we're currently providing, and we're seeing such a great need, we really need the support of the public. And we have very generous donors here in Shasta County. And so I get the pleasure of talking to all those folks and learning how we can put their dollars to work to serve the people who need help in Shasta County.
So usually I would say that the people who work in One Safe Place have either experienced through their own personal life or they've seen it in their life to really have a heart for what individuals go through when there is violence in the home. And so let's talk about the fear of what happens. And then what we want to try to do is to get for everybody listening today a picture of what One Safe Place is. Because it's not, when you say a shelter,
right,
we think of the word shelter reminds us of
a little cabin in the woods.
Like a dingy kind of, let's give us a visual of what one would happen if they need to expect from the shelter when they go into One Safe Place.
Why don't we take a quick break, and because this is going to take longer than a minute and 2 seconds. Crackmaster Windshield Repair brings us this segment of the show. Jeff Horst at Crackmaster has been doing this for several decades. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. He's not going to take a chance with your family's safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix that. Fixed major chips on Linda's windshield just the other day. Took him all of 45 minutes. Can't see it. And he guarantees it for life. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your car or truck or RV down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Fall in love with your vehicle again with a new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call Mako for a free estimate. They also offer touch-ups, collision repair for damage, dings, and dents, all at a great price. One-third less than the national average. Fall in love again with your vehicle. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out, La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome. I I never know what's coming back in. It's okay, too. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. A grueling 2 hours. 8:18 in the morning, and it's, 82 degrees, only going up to 115 today.
You meant that tongue-in-cheek when you said a grueling 2 hours, because we love what we do.
A grueling 2 hours. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and Linda's favorite place to hang out in hot weather.
Absolutely.
They have great air conditioning.
Yes.
So not only does she go in, browse, get out of the heat, she browses and brings home little surprises.
All right, we're here with One Safe Place.
Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive.
We're here with One Safe Place. Are you finished?
No, I do have a couple other things I'd like to mention, but in here, somebody said, because I put down what criteria is for being banned from the chat room, and essentially if, you know, people are nasty, making nasty comments, or if they just irritate me. One of them came back and said, I'm being really nice because if I win the lotto tonight, I'm going to spread happiness in Reading.
And if you
in One Safe Place,
yes,
you will be happy.
Exactly.
If I win the one bill.
Yeah. In One Safe Place, you'll
be happy.
We'll be a recipient for sure. And
as
that's who
will.
Are you finished?
I am.
Okay. So we're here with One Safe Place.
Okay. You just got cut off.
We are here with Rachel Alvey and Rebecca Bear. Carl's full of piss and vinegar this morning. Excuse my French. Beep. All right. I'm sorry to do this to you ladies. I never know when the animal's out of the cage.
I understand.
All right. So Rachel Alvey, lead shelter advocate. Let's get serious here. We talked about this before the break. Someone's leaving the room. It's perfect timing. All right. Take a deep breath. All right. So what we wanted to talk about seriously was some people have an image in their mind of what the word shelter means. So let's talk about what it is today, 2022, One Safe Place. When somebody comes into the shelter, what happens?
So when I first started, or when I first got a tour at One Safe Place, I was astounded. I was shocked how amazing our shelter is, how clean it was, the rooms. I mean, there's single family rooms for families that come into our shelter, and it gave me a feeling of, wow, this is definitely not what I imagined a shelter being like. So I think what our clients feel when they come into our shelter is that it's a more homely environment. There's a fully functioning kitchen with multiple stoves, microwaves. There's a space for everyone to be able to prepare their meals for them and their kiddos. There is a large dining room area. The advocates are right in the center of everything, so they have access to us at all times. It has a teen room and adult room where there is computers where they can access, jobs, housing searches, anything, and our advocates are there for them in that search as well. We have an amazing children's playroom where it's stocked with new toys, a TV, a single bathroom, where their parents can. I'm sorry, I'm not
well,
good
know,
at radio shows.
You're doing a great job. Take me through a tour.
We don't do very well either.
Yeah.
But here's one of the things, just by listening to you, what I'm envisioning here is, for the first time, maybe, you're doing fine, honey. For the first time, maybe in years, maybe even decades, a person can have freedom of being by themselves, or maybe just with their kids. How relaxing, how enabling that is, that they have peace. And if they want to fix peas and carrots for dinner, they can do that. They don't have to be under the gun.
That's
that's
for
right.
this. Yeah. That to me is the way you described it sounded to me is a place to recuperate.
Regroup.
So you did a great job.
Yeah, you did a great job.
And, I appreciate
yeah, and coming in. And what I am hearing is that when the visual is that a family, or let's just say a woman and her children, or could be a, you know, a guy and his kids, who knows, but they will have their own space, their own room, their own facility within the facility. With once they go out into the hallway or whatever it is, they have advocate people there that can help them in this trauma. And I'm sure there's very, I don't know, do you like number, like that's a four, I mean, like on the scale of trauma? And how do you assess when people come in?
Yeah, so there's not, I mean, it's domestic violence isn't one size fits all. It, there's not a scale. We do assess individuals' danger levels with a form that's just, it's a series of questions, and based on their answers, that's their level of danger. And we also discuss with the client, you know, what's happening, and just really, there's a lot of factors that play into it.
Right.
They have to be able to care for themselves and their kiddos in shelter.
Right.
We navigate with them what resources they may need. If they don't qualify for our shelter, we wrap around and we try to coordinate with other agencies and organizations to assist them in with what they do need.
Well, my next question would be, what qualifies someone for shelter?
Yeah, so it is intimate partner violence, sexual assault, and it does depend, again, on their level of danger. We assess them, and we, depending on how much room there is in our shelter, and because we can be full, and then, again, we have to assess how we're going to house them if they are in a high level of danger, if they are in need of that resource.
That protection. Yeah. Okay. So how many people can actually be in the facility at one time?
So I believe our maximum, like, occupancy is 50.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we do have 12 family rooms, and, I mean, that there could be 4 to 5 to six people in those rooms, but the maximum occupancy is around 50.
And what is the average day, like, for instance, the average day look like? Okay, I'm just, like, thinking about a woman who, like, I keep going back to Tina Turner, you know, and what's love got to do with it, and how many times she tried to leave, and the mom would interfere and say, oh, honey, just go back. You know, until finally one day she had to say, I don't care. I mean, it's going to come down to, you know, So let's talk about what an average day looks like for someone who's your guest.
Yeah, I want to say, too, because you brought up the Tina Turner example and how many times she tried to leave. And I've seen that movie a million times. Mm-hmm. And the average victim or survivor of domestic violence tries to leave 7 times before they do it for good.
Right.
So I want to just thanks for bringing that up so we can let folks know that by the time they get to us, they've made such a huge step.
Right.
And for some of these people, mostly women who are coming into our facility, they really don't know what's next. They really don't know. All they know is that they're there and they left. And that was the biggest step that they have taken after the worst night of their life or the worst years of their life, whatever it may be, however long the abuse has happened. They really get there and they need to know what's next. And so that's where our staff comes alongside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rachel's going to tell you about what a typical day looks like in shelter and how we do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break then. And because that's going to take a little bit. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Minuteman Press. If you need something printed like business cards or invitations, don't go online. Don't call the 800 number. Do yourself a favor. Call Steve Clark over at Minuteman Press at 530-221-0400. He's done a lot of work for us at the station, everything from cards to shirts. And, in fact, if you want a KCNR shirt, give me a call at 530-605-4565. And for just a minutia of money, we can probably have one made for you. But Minuteman Press, that's who we use, that's who we recommend. We'll be right back.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and the Sikh Cultural and Education Center, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines and boosters will be available for kids and adults. Kids must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. There will also be a team of medical professionals and multilingual interpreters on hand at this free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Right, Liam. You got taste, buddy. Welcome back to KTNR with Carl and Linda Bott this morning on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio on our last segment of our Friday edition. Actually, the last day of July.
No, it's
well
the last
for
Friday,
our show.
Last Friday of July.
Yeah.
And it's our next to last.
Segment. Yeah. Well, all right. You know what? Okay.
No, I'm just, people may just, well, maybe they'll turn off the radios then in 15 minutes. We wouldn't want that to happen.
You go.
No. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Bar. This is your fault. And we know why, don't we? you got up this
Cypress Grove Barbershop
and fed me breakfast.
I've fed you breakfast.
And I am so pumped
You're
up.
You're good.
Cypress Grove Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, my barbershop of choice for the last 15 years, veteran-owned. Discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, 530-244-9478. Man's last stronghold.
Well, we're here with One Safe Place, and we were talking.
Having a great time with Rachel Alvey
and Rebecca Bear. And before we took a break, we were discussing the facility, One Safe Place, and that we were trying to give our listeners a visual that it's really like a great hotel room when a family comes in and they or a particular individual comes in or however that looks in that traumatic situation when they finally leave to come someplace to be safe. And I think the great title is One Safe Place. So before we left, we were talking about maybe you can give us a hypothetical, if you will, with one particular guest and what the day of that person looks like.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, waking up in the morning with their kids, feeding them breakfast, a staff or advocate will go out there and talk to them and see what's going on. Their abuser may be trying to contact them, and that can make them in crisis,
right.
in their crisis mode.
Right.
We bring them into the office. We talk to them. We listen. That's mostly what we are doing, is listening and letting them talk through it, helping them with, you know, whatever that they may need mm-hmm. at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even hanging out with their kids for a minute so they can go and decompress in the room or take a shower, go outside. And we, when they're ready to do any kind of like case management, assisting with, helping them get kind of a goal, like a plan in place
mm-hmm.
and, helping them, create that plan.
So we know that in psychology or what it is, it's 3 weeks to break a habit. How long is, and how do you encourage somebody to, because the body, the triggers are to, even though you've left, is to go back because it's just easy. I got to get the kids. I just got to get back. You know, whatever it is, I got to go back. So how do you get the psychology aspect of somebody to get into, like you said, seven times they leave, that we've got to work you through these steps? Keep them strong enough to get through the steps.
I think with wrap around them, encouraging them, helping them with any of their basic, I mean, when they come into our shelter, their basic needs are met with, you know, food, shelter, and just the feeling of safety. And if someone is not ready, because we've had clients come into our shelter and they weren't ready to leave, and they, you know, we understand people do go back, and we really just respect their decisions. We do definitely encourage them and assist them in any way. And if it's, you know, with financial needs, because that is a big thing too, is people are like families and individuals, their abuser was their sole provider.
Mm-hmm.
They provided them with everything. So having that, lack of self, like efficiency, like, being able to do anything
let me ask you a question here, like a couple of things that just keep, you know, as we're like having coffee chat. So mm-hmm. I'm asking you questions and I would be like, so what is the length of stay someone can stay?
So our initial stay in our shelter is 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's like kind of the baseline, a 30-day stay mm-hmm. shelter. And just depending on how they're progressing, what's going on, how we, if they're, you know, participating in our case management, which is not necessary to do that. We make sure to let everyone know that that's not a requirement to be
mm-hmm.
in our shelter,
mm-hmm.
but we definitely want to, help them help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a maximum stay of 90 days.
Okay.
And again, that's just dependent on I mean, case by case mm-hmm. with each family or individual.
Well, I think that's a good stay. That's a good time to, like I said, 3 weeks to be able to figure out now what. So what do people go after they leave the shelter?
That depends. We work really hard with our clients on that housing aspect of, you know, even if it's family members, relocation. We work with different agencies like our City of Reading Housing Authority, Shasta County Housing Authority for those housing subsidies that we partner with to get them those housing subsidies quicker. It really depends. Somebody may come into shelter and already know where they will be going in the next couple weeks. They just need that safe space to be at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Or there may be, again, families that mm-hmm. have no idea where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends. There is, unfortunately, some of our families and individuals do go back out onto the street or are homeless,
mm-hmm.
but we work tirelessly and
right.
we do everything that we can to get them into housing.
Okay. And this question would be for you, Rebecca, and both of you, whoever has the quickest answer or how you want to answer this. When it's like an ER room, and then there's all these different people who help to support the ER room. You've got the nurses, you've got the scrubbers, you've got the cleaners, you've got all of the things, the trauma. So how many people are at the shelter? How many people work at One Safe Place right now? Or how many volunteers or workers or who we have in the building?
I would say that on any given day, we have anywhere from 25 to 30 employees and volunteers. That would include folks like me who work in the, you know, the administrative offices. But in the front office and the direct service, you know, that's where we have folks that you all have met working in transitional housing and mm-hmm. Shirlene, helping folks with restraining orders. But we have a dozen client advocates who are working with, you know, folks who need help. And in the shelter, there's anywhere from 3 to 4 employees at any given time. We do staff the shelter 24/7, so we have folks who are awake all night in case our guests, you know, need to decompress or need to talk. Or, as Rachel brought up, you know, they're getting contacted by their perpetrator, their abuser. And you know how hard it is to not answer that phone. And so we just, again, try to encourage them. And so all the services that we provide, we have therapists in the building. We have partners at Hill Country who come over with their mobile medical and dental and mental health services to provide to clients. I can't think of all the services we have because we just have so many, and we have so many great, you know, partner agencies as well. We have a couple of child advocates. So when the mamas need to do things, job applications or housing applications, if they need to have a moment by themselves, we have child advocates in the building who can take the kiddos to the playground to play, or they can go to the playroom. It's a really great playroom, I have to say. I've spent some time in there with some of the kids that have been in shelter while their moms needed some time to themselves. And so yeah, we've got folks on staff to really, like Rachel said, wrap around clients and provide the services that they need at mm-hmm. the time that they mm-hmm. need them. We really try to meet people where they are
mm-hmm.
when they're in our care.
So I think for our listeners, can you give us like a hypothetical, again, no names, but a situation of maybe something that's happened recently? Maybe in the last, like a family that came in, or a woman that came in, or a man that came in, or whoever came in as a being, human being that was in trauma from domestic abuse. Can we just talk about, like, give somebody a little mental visual of that
yeah.
story?
So, you know, this was, you know, a couple weeks ago, and we always have to be really careful yes. about confidentiality.
Yes.
We do not want to compromise the confidentiality of anybody, you know, who has come to us from help. But somebody in a relationship decided to leave and
yes.
had nowhere else to go. And the first phone call they made was One Safe Place. Mm-hmm. And I get a little choked up when I say that, because it's important for us to let people know that we're here. It's
right.
also important for people to know they're not alone. You know, so many people have gone through this experience. People who work for us, you know, have lived experience. They know exactly where, you know, these people are. So the fact that they call us means a ton, that they know we're there to help. So called us and said, I just left. I've got my kids in the back seat. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we were able to, this was after hours, so we were able to get that person a hotel stay. We don't do shelter intakes in the middle of the night. We do it during business hours because we need to evaluate and assess and make sure that it's a good fit for a person. But we were able to get them a hotel room for that night so they could come in the next day, do the shelter assessment. And then that day, that morning, they became our shelter guest. And so they got to go upstairs with the kiddos. And start working on all the things that they need to do. We try to provide food. We try to provide, like Rachel said, those basic needs and when people are coming in.
And the kids are traumatized.
And the kids are traumatized.
And want to go back, whatever it is, they still want to go back home to their whatever crazy environment.
Yeah, they, you know, and then that's hard too on the person who's with us is the kids say, I miss mom or I miss dad. Mm-hmm. And that's so hard. You know, your kids have so much power over your emotions. When you're a parent, your heart, you're right. And so we just try to provide so much encouragement and support so people know that there is a life after this relationship. There is a life after abuse. There is a life moving forward. We just really try to give folks the confidence and empower them so that they know it and they believe it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about, let's find out what are some of the needs, because that's really important. It's a facility here in Reading that I know people have worked tirelessly to have this kind of place, one safe place, what you need, events coming up, because we all know that when we have fundraisers, that those funds go into all of these things we're talking about. When you've got 25 people and you have food and you have protection and you have electricity, and we forget about the fact that every building needs electricity, insurance, you're still paying off loans, whatever it is. I mean, it takes a lot to run a facility like this. So this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been here in our North State for 15 years. And since the day they've opened, they've been helping move local dreams forward. They have 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading. Main branch being down at 197 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And the newest branch in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup.
The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You know, with the video that we have running, you can watch me dance. Yeah, most people have to pay because I used to dance for One Safe Place. I won One Safe Place.
Oh, yeah, right, for the fundraiser for Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style.
Yeah.
Did you guys know Carl at that point? Were you involved
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I've been here for just a little over 2 months.
Yeah.
But we're bringing it back.
Bringing it back? It's time. It's been gone for several years.
Yeah. Are you ready for a reunion or a redo?
No, we did that
one
time.
Can you reclaim your crown?
Well, you know, I could. Just watch.
I have to ask you, Kathy. Kathy's up for it.
I think Kathy's retired after being dropped a few times by all us dancers. No, she's great. Hey, we're here with One Safe Place with Rebecca and Rachel here. And now, in our last segment here, you all need some things. Now, one of the things we learned during the break is you don't need clothes.
We don't. So our clothes closet is completely full.
Okay.
We have a wonderful partnership with Shaskade. So all of our guests and clients get vouchers to go shop there. We also get some donations of gift cards to Macy's, TJ Maxx, you know, all of the shops.
So what do you need?
Okay. So when folks come into the shelter, sometimes it's all they can do is to get some food in their bellies. And if you're in trauma and crisis and, you know, you don't really think about making a 5-course meal or even following a recipe, sometimes is too much. So one of the greatest things we have is for single serve, non-perishable food items. So like the mac and cheese cups that are single serve that all you have to do is put a little bit of water and throw it in the microwave, like a cup of noodles. We can use cup of noodles.
Ramen and all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Single serve, ready to eat, put the water in.
Oh, there's so many different things out there right now
that you can just heat it. Our freezers are full right now. Occasionally through the year, we'll take donations, you know, of meat and freezer food, but we've gotten so many great donations from the fairs that our freezers are full, our clothes closets are full. We always need cash. So everybody says, what do you need other than cash? We always need cash. As Linda mentioned before the break, you know, we do have an operating budget, and 40 cents of every, you know, dollar. Well, that's not the breakdown. I'm getting off track. 60% of our funding comes from the state. The other 40% comes from private donors. Right. We're never going to get enough money from the state to cover all of our expenses. That's what I'm trying to say. So we really do rely on unrestricted cash donations so that we can pay other bills and we can pay staff and maintain the level of service that we have. That hotel stay that I mentioned before, private donors pay for hotel stays. So we take gift cards for all of those things. We consider gift cards cash. So gas cards, sometimes our clients need transportation and they need gas, grocery cards, so that they can go out and get some groceries. And then as an agency too, we provide groceries for folks that are coming in. So then we can go get the perishable items and the healthy food and the perishable things for folks that are coming into the shelter. We always, always, always need new linens, towels, comforters, bedspreads, and sheets. We have full size and twin size beds in our shelter. And every family who comes in gets a new, freshly made bed. We always need pillows. As folks transition into housing, we actually give them the bedding to take with them.
Yeah, and you say new. You want new.
We want new. Because of COVID,
yes.
We obviously want new. But we also want folks who are coming into the facility to feel welcome. We don't want them to feel like they're sleeping on somebody's...
You can smell somebody else's head.
Yeah, something like that. So new are great.
You don't want...
I mean, that's a big thing for me.
Linda's Winnie the
Pooh. I carry my pillow when we travel. So. I'm sorry. I don't want to smell somebody else's head.
Yeah, so pillows and bedding, pillowcases, sheets, you know, all of the things that make up a room and towels. We always, always, always need those things because as folks transition out, like I said, we want them to take those things with them so they have them. We're not accepting furniture donations right now. We get a lot of calls for furniture, but we don't have the storage space. If we have specific needs for those things, we put them on our Facebook.
You get them that day. I'm sure.
This community has been so generous when we have a need.
This is an extremely generous community, as we have found from the car fires and other things. Now, who do they get in touch with, or public? Who do they get in touch with?
Sure. So there's a number to call if you have a question about a donation or you want to make an appointment to bring a donation. We accept donations Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 to 4. But if it's outside of that time, you can call.
And that can be the single single serving food. It can be, maybe longer term stuff.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like beans and, you know, dried beans and those kind of
all
things.
All that stuff, yeah.
All that kind of stuff because they can use it.
Yeah.
And then the short term stuff, they'll buy you all from Wednesday.
The perishable
place.
Stuff,
perishables,
we buy, deli meat and lettuce and broccoli and all the stuff that goes in the fridge for meals. And if they have something, they can email me. It's RebeccaB@ospshasta.org, or they can call our business line 244-0118.
There you go. Now, backpacks and school supplies. Of course, kids need that if they're staying there. They need, and probably maybe many of them have not had brand new stuff like this. So tell us about it, Rachel.
Yeah, so we accept backpacks.
And we expect it too.
Yes. We definitely have a need for those. When kids, again, like what Rebecca was saying, when families come into our shelter and even into our client services area, even if they're not going into shelter, they may not have anything. They may not have anything they left at their home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those kiddos may not have their clothing, supplies, stuff for school, shoes. And we want to be able to provide them with all brand new items for when they are going back to school. So they have that sense of normalcy when they, you know, are going back to school, if they are in our shelter, or even if they just left the situation and didn't come into our shelter. So it is definitely important, for us to be able to receive those donations of school supplies and, for our kiddos. And we also do partner, work with other, agencies like the 2030 Club, for that. The shopping sprees for our shelter kids or other clients of ours, other kids of clients of ours.
All genders, all ages, all levels. Really, when we provide the supplies for the kids who are going back to school, we just want them to feel like every other kid who's going back to school with new clothes and new shoes. And it's interesting because most of the kids who are in our facility, our residential facility, they don't even really know that they're in a, you know, in a shelter. They don't know. They just think they're on a vacation in a hotel room with mom, and there's other kids there, and they have a lot of fun. So the backpacks are super helpful for them maintaining that sense of normalcy.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely.
We, again, One Safe Place, we have you on once a month. We really like for our listeners to remember that this is a shelter here in Reading. I don't like the words. I don't like the shelter sound.
It's a sanctuary.
But a facility.
It's a sanctuary.
Yes, in Reading for those people.
For male or female.
Yes.
We can't forget that. You know,
yes.
A lot of people think it's woman only, but it's not. It's for any a victim of domestic violence, be it male or female. But thank you so much for what you all
do for
our community. A couple of things before we close out. Monday, Enjoy will join us.
And Colt 45 games
this
still
is
going on.
Yeah, the last two games, tonight and tomorrow night. And we have some tickets. In fact, if you're looking
we're
to...
We're going to give a bunch away.
You know,
just give us a call.
You ought to take some of these with you.
Yeah.
If any of you all want to go down to the game. And the game starts later. It starts at 7:15. It sun's down or cooling on the field. And you got the breeze off the river. It's a lot cooler there. It's just a great time. Mm-hmm. Last two games of the season, tonight and tomorrow night. A couple other things here. It's also, besides Don't Talk to People in Elevators Day, it's also awful. It's also National Wings Day, Chicken Wings Day.
Mm.
And all of these national wings places are given away, except we have none of those here. So, to celebrate today, you ought to go down to Maxwell's. Because Maxwell's has the best chicken wings.
You love their wings.
In town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yes.
It's Friday, so you can
it's
go
Friday.
For it, Carl.
Now, last thing is cooling centers. Here in Reading, the Good News Rescue Mission, Mount Shasta Mall, the Reading Library, as Linda talked about, it's staying open later till 9 o'clock. If you're down in Anderson, it's at the Anderson Library, Cottonwood Community Library, and the Frontier Senior Center.
For seniors only.
For seniors only.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody have a great weekend. Be